Mark's story of Jesus is like a two-part movie. In part one, Jesus did some amazing things and left everyone, including his own followers, scratching their heads, wondering who he is. In part two, the conflict between Jesus and the religious leaders kicks into high gear. Mark's gospel ends about as suddenly as it begins, with plenty of action packed in between.
Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples. He said, "If you want to come after me, you must say no to yourself. You must take your cross and follow me. If you want to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for me and for the good news, you will save it. What good is it for you to gain the whole world but lose your soul?" Jesus and his disciples came to a house in Capernaum. There he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet. On the way, they had argued about which one of them was the most important person. Jesus sat down and called for the 12 to come to him. Then he said, "If you want to be first, you must be the very last. You must be the servant of everyone." Jesus took a little child and had the child stand among them. Then he took the child in his arms. He said to them, "Anyone who welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me doesn't welcome only me, but also the one who sent me." People were bringing little children to Jesus. They wanted him to touch them, but the disciples told the people to stop. When Jesus saw this, he was angry. He said to his disciples, "Let the little children come to me. Don't keep them away. God's kingdom belongs to people like them. What I'm about to tell you is true. Anyone who will not receive God's kingdom like a little child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms. He put his hands on them and blessed them. They were on their way up to Jerusalem. Jesus was leading the way. The disciples were amazed. Those who followed were afraid. Again, Jesus took the 12 to one side. He told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said. "The Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will sentence him to death. Then they will hand him over to people who are not Jews. The people will make fun of him and spit on him. They will whip him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise from the dead." When Jesus reached Jerusalem, he entered the temple area. He began chasing out those who were buying and selling there. He turned over the tables of the people who were exchanging money. He would not allow anyone to carry items for sale through the temple courtyards. He said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den for robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard about this. They began looking for a way to kill Jesus. Judas Iscariot was one of the 12. He went to the chief priests to hand Jesus over to them. They were delighted to hear that he would do this. They promised to give Judas money, so he watched for the right time to hand Jesus over to them. It was the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. That was the time to sacrifice the Passover lamb. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were eating, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks and broke it. He handed it to his disciples and said, "Take it. This is my body." Then he took the cup. He gave thanks and handed it to them. All of them drank from it. "This is my blood of the new covenant," he said to them. "It is poured out for many." Then they sang a hymn and went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all turn away," Jesus told the disciples. Peter said, "All the others may turn away, but I will not." "What I'm about to tell you is true," Jesus answered. "Before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will say 3 times that you don't know me." Jesus and his disciples went to a place called Gethsemane. Jesus said to them, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him.
"My soul is very sad. I feel close to death," he said to them. "Stay here. Keep watch."
He went a little farther. Then he fell to the ground. He prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass by him. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping.
"Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour?"
Once more Jesus went away and prayed the same thing. Then he came back. Again he found them sleeping. Jesus returned the 3rd time. He said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is about to be handed over to sinners." Just as Jesus was speaking, Judas appeared. He was one of the 12. A crowd was with him. They were carrying swords and clubs. The chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders had sent them. Judas, who was going to hand Jesus over, had arranged a signal with them. "The one I kiss is the man," he said. "Arrest him and have the guards lead him away." So Judas went to Jesus at once. He said,
"Rabbi,"
and he kissed him. The men grabbed Jesus and arrested him.
"Am I leading a band of armed men against you?" asked Jesus. "Do you have to come out with swords and clubs to capture me?"
Then everyone left him and ran away. The crowd took Jesus to the high priest. All of the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Many witnesses lied about him. "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple made by human hands. In 3 days I will build another temple not made by human hands.'" But what they said did not agree. Then the high priest stood up in front of them. He asked Jesus, "Aren't you going to answer? What are these charges these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. He gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ? Are you the Son of the Blessed One?"
"I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One. You will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven."
The high priest tore his clothes.
"Why do we need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard him say a very evil thing against God. What do you think?"
They all found him guilty and said he must die. Peter was below in the courtyard. One of the high priest's women servants came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him.
"You also were with Jesus, that Nazarene," she said.
But Peter said he had not been with him. He went out to the entrance to the courtyard. The servant saw him there. She said again to those standing around,
"This fellow is one of them."
Again he said he was not. After a little while, those standing nearby said to Peter,
"You must be one of them. You are from Galilee."
He began to call down curses on himself. He took an oath and said to them,
"I don't know this man you're talking about."
Right away the rooster crowed the 2nd time. Then Peter remembered what Jesus had spoken to him. Peter broke down and sobbed. It was very early in the morning. The chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made a decision. They tied Jesus up and led him away. Then they handed him over to Pilate.
"Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate.
"Yes, it is just as you say," Jesus replied.
The chief priests brought many charges against him. So Pilate asked him again,
Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they charge you with?
But Jesus still did not reply. Pilate was amazed.
Do you want me to let the king of the Jews go free? Asked Pilate.
But the chief priests stirred up the crowd.
Then what should I do with the one you call the king of the Jews? Pilate asked them. Crucify him! The crowd shouted.
Pilate wanted to satisfy the crowd. He ordered that Jesus be whipped. Then he handed him over to be nailed to a cross. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace. They put a purple robe on Jesus. Then they twisted thorns together to make a crown. They placed it on his head. Again and again they hit him on the head with a stick. They spit on him. After they had made fun of him, they took off the purple robe. They put his own clothes back on him. Then they led him out to nail him to a cross. A man named Simon from Cyrene was passing by. He was the father of Alexander and Rufus. Simon was on his way in from the country. The soldiers forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha. They nailed him to the cross. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. Those who passed by shouted at Jesus and made fun of him. In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law made fun of him among themselves. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. At noon, the whole land was covered with darkness. It lasted 3 hours. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "My God! My God, why have you deserted me?" With a loud cry, Jesus took his last breath. A Roman commander was standing there in front of Jesus. He heard his cry and saw how Jesus died. Then he said, "This man was surely the Son of God." Not very far away, some women were watching. Mary Magdalene was among them. Mary, the mother of the younger James and of Joseph, was also there. So was Salome. In Galilee, those women had followed Jesus. They had taken care of his needs. As evening approached, Joseph went boldly to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Joseph was from the town of Arimathea. He was a leading member of the council. He was waiting for God's kingdom. Then Joseph bought some linen cloth. He took the body down and wrapped it in the linen. He put it in a tomb cut out of rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where Jesus had been placed. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices. They were going to apply them to Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, they were on their way to the tomb. It was just after sunrise. They asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb?" Then they looked up and saw that the stone had been rolled away. The stone was very large. They entered the tomb. As they did, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe. He was sitting on the right side. They were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. But he has risen. He is not here. Go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." The women were shaking and confused. They went out and ran away from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid.